They were already spending my life insurance money. That's a gospel true story. So I knew I'd hit on something 30 years ago. Sorry, this came out in May of 2006. Now, this is from the medical school at New York University. From the Theodore, what is it here? Oh, sorry, the St. Luke's Roosevelt Medical School, the hospital, the training center. It says, this ultra-fat diet may be therapeutic for patients with Parkinson's disease and other nerve, because I've been yelling about this for 30 years, right? And so they're probably trying to find a way to get me in jail. So they've been, you know, finding ways to counter what I've been saying. So he says, for patients with Parkinson's disease and other nerve disorders, Parkinson's disease, ALS, MS, Alzheimer's disease, and so on, and other nerve disorders, extreme menu could hold answers. Now I want you to have about 70% of your calories coming from good fats. Not fried foods, but good fats. And they say, the plan requires that 90% of the patient's calories must come from fat, 5% from protein, and 2% only from carbohydrates. That means they're on a gluten-free diet too, okay? And it goes away. Now, is it worth trying? Well, yeah! I'll try God's way every time. And this came out, this is a newspaper up in Canada, because they cured one of the richest guys in Canada. He's kind of like the Donald Trump of Canada. He had, in Moose Jaw, Canada, has all these patents for agricultural equipment. In 3 months' time, he's the guy that I got rid of his Alzheimer's disease in, or Parkinson's disease, excuse me, his Parkinson's disease, and they wrote this article in the newspaper about him, David Dietrichs. Okay, arthritis. How many of you heard of arthritis? Bone-to-bone arthritis. Got to have that hip replacement. Got to have that knee replacement. My doctor said there's nothing that can work anymore, but the only thing left for me was joint replacement surgery because there's nothing to regrow cartilage. Next time you see your doctor, say, liar, liar, pants on fire. Why is there going to be an epidemic of arthritis? There's 80 million baby boomers coming along, and they're all listening to doctors. Go out there and exercise. Be sure you exercise every day, but don't take vitamins and minerals to maintain yourself. That's like, run your car 500 miles every day, but don't put oil in it. Now, if your doctor told you to do that, would you do it? You'd say, no, that guy's been sniffing glue, right? I ain't going to do that. But then you listen to him, and you say, I'm not going to take any vitamins and minerals because my doctor says I can just eat well, get everything I need. This came out in July of 2002. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine out of Harvard Medical School. It was a study on 300,000 human subjects, 20 years, Harvard Medical School. Knee surgery for arthritis is worthless. And yet orthopedic surgeons are still using that as their bread and butter operation. They do 9 of those, 10 of those every morning, then they go play golf every afternoon. Wow. No, 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 you're fired. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Do not get any surgery. Now, if you've been run over by a truck and your knee is powdery, you might need some surgery. But if you have bone-to-bone arthritis, you don't. Give me 90 days, and I'll put God on you. And you will regrow your cartilage. Happens every time, predictable as gravity. 4 years later, Harvard Medical School again. Surgery unnecessary for low back pain, sciatica, restless leg syndrome, degenerative disc disease, and peripheral neuropathy. Surgery isn't necessary. Harvard Medical School in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 2006. And the doctor who did the study says, well, you can't say which is better, surgery or the operation, because there's no difference. Well, there is a difference because the diet won't kill you. The diet won't paralyze you. You can't get infected by eating the almighty 90, the 90 for life. So give me 90 days. Give God 90 days before you run off and have that surgery. Isn't that worth it? Give God 90 days. Hallelujah! Now I'll tell you how crazy this is. Obviously, this is a spine, right? And you can see all these spinal nerves coming out from between each of the vertebrae there. That's what it looks like. The top has been cut off so you can look in there. And this is what a bulging disc looks like. The outer kind of covering ruptures and the inside kind of bulges out and puts pressure on those spinal nerves coming out from between those vertebrae. That's why you have all those symptoms, okay? This is what a normal disc is supposed to look like. And this is a degenerating disc. And you notice they're getting thinner. Bulging disc, herniated disc, thinning disc. You get down into here, you got all kinds of symptoms. Now, how many of you have heard of atrial fibrillation, AFib? Now, when you have AFib, there's nothing wrong with your heart. When you have AFib, praise God, there's nothing wrong with your heart. and yet doctors will electrocute you, kill you with electricity. It's called retroversion. What they do is they kill you with electricity and hope your heart reboots itself so the rhythm will be better. And then they attempt to revive you. Now, 95% of the time, praise God, they're able to revive you because it's under a controlled situation there in the lab. I mean, the operating room. Well, the spinal nerves that come out from between T1, 2, and 3, and 4, these are the first four vertebrae, so it's the first three discs in your upper back, control the rate and rhythm of the heart. So I guarantee you that everybody who has atrial fibrillation has shrunk a minimum of 1 inch since they were 20 years old. And as they're shrinking, those vertebrae get closer together and smash the roots of those nerves and cause the disease. It's not a problem of the heart! You do the same thing that we do for bone-to-bone arthritis. We regrow that disc. The only side effect you're going to have is you're going to have to redo the hem on your skirts and your pants because you're going to grow an inch or two taller. I've been saying this for 30, 35 years. And finally, in the Wall Street Journal, this came out September of this year. Yes, you are getting shorter. Height loss may signal health risks like atrial fibrillation. Men shrink an average of 2 to 3 inches. Women shrink an average from 3 to 5 inches. Between the ages of 30 and 70. And you get all these weird symptoms of surgery and drugs and surgery and drugs, and all you got to do is take the almighty 90, the 90 for life, and give it to God for 90 days, and it all goes away. Isn't it funny how God's stuff doesn't have any life-threatening risk? Okay, diabetes. We've known the cause, prevention, cure for diabetes for 60 years. It's not a genetic disease, even in black folks. Type 2 diabetes is not genetic. Type 2 diabetes is not genetic. Type 2 diabetes is not genetic. Put me in jail. It's not genetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. We've known it. It was published by the United States Department of Agriculture in 1957. But there's no law requiring your doctor to cure you when there's a cure available, so he don't. So if you've been treated for 2, 5, 8, 10, 20 years for diabetes by your doctor, don't go there and run up a bill. You email them and say, I want you to think of me as Donald Trump, and you're the apprentice, and you're fired. It's on the cover of U.S. News World Report, the diabetes epidemic. 80 million baby boomers come along. They've been following the advice of doctors. Now, this is what doctors love. They want a pill. Avandia came out in 2007. It killed 100,000 Americans every year since 2007. And so it's over for Avandia because so many doctors have been sued and insurance companies won't pay for it anymore if you're taking Avandia. But they've kept it. The FDA, who's supposed to protect you, didn't take it off the market because they still have it available if doctors want to use it for tough patients. That's the last person you want to give this to. See, if you want to kill your spouse and get a walk, you tell the doctor you got diabetes, you want Avandia. Now, following the doctor's recipe, we're number one in diabetes, and our diabetes cases are going to double by 2050. Right now, one-third of Americans have diabetes. One-third of Americans have diabetes, and we're spending more money for health care than all the countries in the world put together each year. Do you think you're getting your money's worth? I don't think so. It's time for revolution and follow God's word instead of the doctor's word. This came out in 2008. More blacks lose a leg to diabetes than whites. Now, why do you think that is? That's because the medical system has convinced the black population that these diseases are genetic. And if you stick with them and take their drugs and take their surgeries, they'll help you eke out another year or two. Right now, 50%. Of the people with type 2 diabetes are under 25 years of age. It used to be called adult onset diabetes because it only occurred in people over the age of 55. Following their recipe now, 50% are under age 25. There's babies being born with type 2 diabetes now. Wow. It's a simple mineral deficiency disease. So what you do is you take the 90 for life, the almighty 90. You add to it the secret sauce we call Sweeties. You take the Sweeties, you take your blood sugar, your fasting blood sugar every morning, before you medicate yourself, whether it's pills or shots or insulin, You take your fasting blood sugar and do what the doctor taught you to do. You adjust your medication based on your blood sugar levels, right? If your blood sugar drops in half from the day before, if it drops in half, you're going to take the same amount of insulin you did the day before? No. You cut it in half or even eliminate it for a day and see what goes on the next day. Well, if you're down around 65 to 85 for a week without medication, you don't need medication anymore. Praise God. See, this is biochemically what diabetes looks like. This is kind of a sketch what diabetes looks like. There's 23 things going on inside your cell that stop because the cell wall changes, it's damaged, okay, and the insulin receptor sites are insensitive to insulin.